Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio, and that was Casual Healing with Hypersensitive. Now in the studio, I've got Belinda back in. Good morning again, Belinda.
Kia ora whanau.
So the thing that we wanted to talk about today, a couple of things, but the Pumpkin Festival is upon us. When's that going to happen?
Sunday the 4th of May.
Okay, which is, how far away is that?
A couple of weeks.
Two and a half weeks? Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so it's harvest time, I guess.
Yes, I guess probably a lot of people would have harvested theirs by now, but still maybe a couple more. It's not just limited to pumpkins.
Oh, okay. What else can... Is this a competitive event?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Usually we just swap, but we have an annual pumpkin festival. So being an enthusiastic gardener and lots of other amazing gardeners that we have at our crop swap event, we like to get together and show off our biggest. But not only prizes for the biggest, we also have adults and children's entries are welcome for the following categories. We have the biggest Choco, the biggest Fijoa. We also have pumpkin art and pumpkin baking. And we're going to include as well this year Choco baking, Choco art and Fijoa art and baking. So we have children's... Sorry?
Can I ask about the art?
Yeah.
Is it art inspired by those things or is it art with those things?
It's art with those things.
Okay, all right. Fijoa.
Fijoa art.
That's an interesting challenge. Yeah. I mean, pumpkin art, easy. Everyone knows what you can do with a pumpkin. Choco is probably something similar. Fijoa is a little thing. Intricate. Okay, all right.
Well, yes, you'll have to bring out your creativity there.
Clearly. What else were you going to say?
So with the Fijoa and Choco baking new divisions this year, we're asking people to bring along their Fijoa baking or Choco baking and to bring it on a plate cut into small pieces so that our people who turn up can also judge as well. So we have a person's choice and then we have the judge's choice.
Okay. And where's it going to be? Did we say where it is?
It's at James Street at the Raglan Bowling Club. Raglan Bowling Club on James Street.
Yes, all right.
Which is off Wallace Street.
Is that where the crop swap is at the moment?
Yes, that's where we swap. Good. And we swap on the first and the third Sunday of every month.
Has it been good? I mean, it's harvest season at the moment, so has it been good recently?
It's been really good recently. Sometimes it's a little bit quieter in the summer because people are away and doing their thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have probably an average turnout of around 40 to 60 people, sometimes more, sometimes less, but yeah, that's usually
our
turnout.
That's a good crowd. And it's not just crops, is it? Like people have got baking and
absolutely
flowers,
people have got
seeds, things like
yes,
that.
Yes, flowers actually are really popular.
Yeah.
Seeds are really popular as well. People take the time to package up their seeds and bring them down to swap. Baking goes down really well. It's usually something a bit special for the kids. They get into the baking. So there really is something there for everyone. You don't have to be a keen gardener. You could just come along with your preserves, which is also really popular.
Yeah, so that's once a month.
Twice a month.
When's the next one?
You don't
know off the top of your head.
The next one is on the 4th of May.
4th of May.
Yes.
Oh, so, and this is the same day as the...
So our next one is the Pumpkin Festival.
So you're not having a crop swap on the 4th of May?
We are having a swap. We're swapping first and then we're going to do our Pumpkin Festival. So we ask that all entries be on site by 10 a.m. We do ask for a gold coin donation that helps us pay for our advertising. We put a little koha in for the bowling club for use of the venue.
And... Is there a kids section? That was the thing.
Yes. So, children's entries are welcome in all of our categories. We also have the smallest fully grown pumpkin, the weirdest pumpkin, biggest circumference, and again, pumpkin art. So that could be something for the kids to do, some pumpkin art.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The drought, though, I'm worried, is the drought... Do you think the drought's affected the quality of the pumpkins this year?
Oh, absolutely. I know it has in my garden. I was running around with my water in cans for a couple of months there. but it's also affected the Fijoas. I didn't water my Fijoa trees enough and they've got sort of like brown lines and scarring on the outside and are a little bit smaller. And
see, we've got that too at our place. I only noticed it when the wind was happening. I thought it was caused by the being blown around and banged against the branches and things like that, but it's not that.
I'm suspecting it's the drought. I've talked to another couple of gardeners and they're reporting the same things.
So. But they're all right on the inside.
Good on the inside. Yeah. They're just a little bit.
But you're not going to win any prizes with a Fijo or that kind of thing on it.
Maybe not.
So. We could have a worst scarring prize.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. People will be out there like with the tools, like trying to make them look bad. Maybe we won't do that. We got some pretty big Fijos at our place this year. But our Fijos are out the back of the house where there's a bit of shade, so they've been all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty big Fijos in the running so far.
Mm. The only problem we've got is that if they fall on the ground, the dog goes and eats them.
Oh, that's a bit strange.
I know. It's a vegetarian dog. We didn't plan this, but it's a bit obsessed with fruit or anything edible, really. That's probably the truth of it. So folks, I'm getting distracted. The Rakin Pumpkin Festival is the 4th of May. This is Sunday the 4th. See, I wasn't listening. 4th of May, Sunday. Time to just go and visit if you're not entering, that the doors open, like time, when do the public
come? Yeah, time
in?
To come and check it out. So if you want to come and have a look, probably 10:30 is a good time to just come and have a look at our event and see the biggest pumpkins. So bring your children along because there's always something fun there for them as well, and we like to inspire future gardeners.
Mm. What if you want to buy some of the produce?
No, we don't do that.
It's not that kind of event. You've got to go to Crop Swap, and that's not a purchasing, that's a swapping thing.
It's all swapping, and it's not a direct swap either. If you want to bring something along from your kitchen or from your garden, just turn up, put it on the table. So if you'd like to come along just for the swap, please be there by around 9:30. And we put our stuff on the table, introduce ourselves, and then ring a bell, and it's just go and take what you want.
is everyone under control at that point, or is there sometimes a bit of a rush for some items?
We do remind people to go slowly and be mindful that we have lots of senior gardeners there, so there's a little respect goes a long way.
And they're probably the ones putting the hours in as well because they've got a bit of time.
They're the talent that, you know, we've got some amazing knowledge here in Raglan with our awesome climate for gardening.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome to hear this. Like, I've been along to some of the swaps, but not for a while. It's awesome to hear that it's, like, you had to go to a bigger venue by the sounds of it.
We did, yes. Yeah. We've just gone from strength to strength at our Raglan Crop Swap.
Yeah, and it's often a surprise, isn't it, what's there on the day?
Oh, absolutely. Like when we first started about 8 years ago, I thought it was going to be all silver beet and parsley. But that's really not the case at all. It's amazing what comes in. And people are so generous. It's a real community spirit that people bring. And the social connections and the talks and knowledge that's shared from gardening is a real gem.
Yeah, you can see. I mean, you can see people's produce and go, how did you achieve that? Or tell us about the seeds, like, you know, what conditions did that plant grow in and that sort of thing? Is it perfect for my place? You can ask all those questions.
Oh, yeah, we share fertilizing ideas and bug control.
Hey, you're also doing another event on October the 5th. So that's a little way down the line, but it's kind of relevant to now, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Thanks, Aaron. So our Crop Swap is presenting our annual Dahlia Bulb Swap. So I wanted to talk about this now. In the next month or so, you might be digging up your Dahlia bulbs or not. So if you are digging them up, maybe dry them out, and you can just write on them with a Vivid what kind of bulb or what kind of flower it's going to grow, and then save them. Come along on the 5th of October, 10 a.m. to the Raglan Bowling Club, and we will swap dahlia bulbs.
All right,
let's get them out there.
Is there anything complicated? I'm looking at a photo of lots of colours. Do specific seeds bring specific colours, or are they random? You don't know what you get until it grows.
Well, I think a dahlia bulb will grow true to type. So if you know what it's doing right now, if you can see the flower that it's producing right now, you could even maybe take a photo of that.
That's what I was thinking. You can say it's going to look like this or something like this.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Or if you're real gardener savvy and you actually know the botanical name of that particular type of dahlia, and there are heaps, I don't know how many there are, but there are many, many different varieties of dahlia. And they're an amazing plant. They're actually very resilient to drought. There's still lots of dahlias flowering around Raglan at the moment, really hard to kill. So
that's good. That's what we want to know.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Some things have struggled this year, obviously, but it's good to hear about some plants that thrive in those conditions, because it does feel like we're having... we don't have a lot of droughts, but when we do have them, they feel quite significant, I think.
Yeah, it can be quite long-lasting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Belinda, thanks heaps for coming in. Congratulations on your win at the Surf Masters as well, or your wins, plural. And that just remind people of the date for the Pumpkin Festival one more time.
Sunday the 4th of May, Raglan Bowling Club, 10 a.m., come along to our Pumpkin Festival.
All right, thanks, Belinda.
All welcome.